Hey, Stan and Bill, let's see if we have our next guest on the air. First of all, I want to check. Tammy, are you with us?
Yes.
Oh, great. Cool. Hey, I want to introduce our listeners to probably one of the brightest rays of sunshine you're going to find in professional bass fishing today. I started running across her here about 6 months ago as I was doing more of the pro events, and there was this young lady that was out there fishing with the pros, and she was rubbing shoulders with the likes of Mike Falkstad and all the great fishermen. And then I find out that not only is she a pro bass angler that's fishing the south here, but she is also a videographer. And if you're going on any of the blogs on westernbass.com or Cal Bass Fishing or WON Bass, there's a lot of videos from Tammy Curtis here. So I'd like to introduce our listening audience to our special guest, Tammy Curtis. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for that warm welcome. I appreciate that. Thanks for having me on the show. What an honor.
Well, I know a lot of people would recognize your face. You have to go, though, to one of the blogs, to WN Bass or Western Bass. You can see a Tammy Curtis video on there. I also know that you're a pro bass angler. But tell us, you're a young lady. How did you ever get into the bass fishing game?
Oh, my. I get asked that all the time, and my grandfather and father were the ones to actually, they got me into fishing, so it's their fault. Bass fishing, I started fishing in December of 2009, and when we caught some fish that were over 20 inches long, I was totally hooked, and I started tournament fishing since 2000.
Excellent.
Fishing a lot of the local tournaments. And from there, about 5 years ago, I started fishing the pro-am tournaments with Juan Bass and FLW, so.
Boy, what a great way to go. You know, I think that for somebody that wants to learn how to do this the right way, you know, get a little bit of that fire burning first, and I want to learn to go out and sit in the back seat as an am, you will learn more in 1 year of riding around with a pro in the back seat than you'll learn in 10 years of trying to do anything on your own. Because you've got guys that are professionals that know, first, especially tournament guys, we're going to take you where we know we can catch fish because we're trying to load our own wagon. And you're going to see how they fish and how they do it the right way. And there's no more guessing. You know, you're going to school and you're paying for the education by sitting in the back seat watching the best of the best and what they do to catch their fish. There is nothing better than what you're doing.
And that is so true. With every guy that I fish with, I have learned so much. It's amazing. You can take one technique and how it can be fished so many different ways and applied different ways to different lakes. I'm very fortunate to learn from these guys, all of these guys that I fished with.
No, you're not kidding. I mean, just even the worst pro that you've ever been with still took you to his best spots.
Yes.
It's still a good thing, because I have guys tell me, you know, I didn't get a good draw, you know, why weren't you there? I fished with you. Well, that's fine, but I wasn't. But what happened in the tournament was you were in an area where this guy actually pre-fished and he caught fish. So no matter what, fish move, and you learn about the lake, you learn about the bottom, you learn what techniques the guys throw on specific areas of the lake, you know, over weed beds here and over rock here and over wood here. I just think that's the best. And you will hone your skills faster and better than anybody just doing that kind of a ride. You can go for 2 or 3 or 4 years and turn pro yourself.
Isn't that true? That's one of my goals one day. I definitely want to be in the front of the boat, but as every angler knows, we're poor, and it costs more money to jump to the front of the boat, and I'm just not quite to that point yet. So, but thank
you have,
to the sponsors.
They Tammy,
keep me going,
you have taken a quantum leap, though. You've gone from the backseater to all of a sudden video taping and broadcasting a lot of these presentations in different locations. We're going to have to take a little break over here, but I want to know how you made the progression from backseater to a videographer.
Okay.
We can do that. Hey, I want you all to stay tuned. This is going to be fascinating stuff. You're listening to Best Fishing Resource on the radio. That is Rod and Red Radio, and we'll come right back after these messages.
Every serious angler knows that a quality hook is an important part of their arsenal. Gamakatsu hooks are made from high-grade carbon steel specially heat-treated to make them light and extra strong but not brittle. Gamakatsu ring hooks are made with a one-piece ring, no welds, no weak spots, a very smooth-moving ring. Gamakatsu offers a huge variety of hooks for all types of fishing. Live bait hooks, both light and heavy-duty to four extra strong. Circle hooks, tuna hooks, ringed hooks, tuna doubles, and many more. Don't waste your next fishing trip on a cheap hook. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store now.
Angler's Arsenal is the serious angler's first choice for hand-poured plastics, McCoy Line, Spro Products, Gamakatsu Hooks, G. Loomis Fishing Rods, Shimano Products, Ovid Reels, and just about anything you hear advertised on Rod and Reel Radio. Go to anglersarsenal.com and visit our online tackle store. See the huge selection of Western Plastics hand-poured baits, all at anglersarsenal.com. Angler's Arsenal Tackle Store is conveniently located in La Mesa, just off Interstate 8. Give us a call at 1-800-428-8730.
John, so you're saying my old casting reel is now obsolete for thrifting and pitching?
Hey, Bill, I've been using this Ardent Danny Brower Signature F700 flipping and pitching reel, which is specifically designed for flipping and pitching. The Ardent F700 has a strong stainless steel handle and a whopping 22 pounds of permanent lock drag. The system provides a strong hook set and really powerful retrieves.
The Ardent F700 also has a strong, lightweight aluminum frame and a 3-year warranty.
Ask for the Ardent F700 at your favorite tackle store or at Barnacle Bill's in Lemon Grove, Angler's Arsenal in La Mesa, Angler's Marine Performance Tackle, or Save-On Tackle.
Hi, Ardent. This is BSS record holder Dean Rojas. El Cajon Ford helped me when I got started in my career, and let them help you with a new F-Series Ford truck. And remember, nobody beats El Cajon Ford.
Hey, I want to remind everybody you can listen to our Friday show, 11 to noon on News Talk KCAA, 1050, the Inland County Express, at San Bernardino, Riverside, all the Inland Empire. We talk about fishing there, too, pretty much like this show. We do focus a little bit on the Inland County lakes and what's going on there. We had interviews with a guy that runs Hesperia Lake. Met him a while back. Ed Rister, met him over at the Fred Hall show. And those giant sturgeon they've got up there, they catch 200-pound sturgeon in that lake. And it's great stuff. And then we talked to the Golden Bear Cottages up in Big Bear and talked about Big Bear. And you don't, you know, this is stuff that you just don't hear on any other radio program. Sorry, I listen to them all, and they don't talk about this stuff. We're the only ones that are doing it. Why do we do it? Well, first off, because we can. Second off, because you want to hear it. And we do appreciate you guys listening and hearing all this stuff. In the meantime,
hey, we're speaking with Tammy Curtis, pro bass angler, a young gal that I've been seeing around the circuit. But all of a sudden, the past few months, I've been noticing her going around with a photographic equipment. And she's starting to film a lot of these tournaments that she's in. And Tammy, I want to ask you, how did you make the progression from backseater in these pro tournaments to a videographer?
Well, it's not quite like I'm going from backseat to a videographer. I'm just, they go hand in hand. When I made the leap from working a part-time job and fishing and going into fishing full-time, I realized I ended up with, you know, maybe a week here and there between a tournament, sometimes a month, and I needed to fill that time. And I'm so fascinated and love the Internet, and that's always been a niche of mine, and so, you know, just doing editing, since that's all on the computer, was right up my alley. And ever since I was a little kid, I've loved the video cam. I would make home movies and, you know, all of that. So it was just right up my alley. It's something that I have enjoyed doing. And my very first video that I filmed was the U.S. Open last year. And then we lost almost all of the footage. So we had to borrow some. Yeah. So.
How'd that happen?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How did that happen? How did you get film footage of the Open and then you lost it?
Yes, I borrowed a friend's video cam, and it accidentally got erased when her computer crashed, and she tried to download on another computer, and it ended up erasing.
Oh, man.
I had another camera. We had a little bit of footage, but it was pretty much just the intro, and a little bit of driving around on the boat. And so, but it was a lot of big learning curve, I should say. And as you see the old videos up to the ones now, I think they're getting a little bit better. And
tell us where they go from here. To see a lot of these videos.
I was going
to
say, do you take the camera with you as the NAM when you're in the back of the boat, and then every once in a while just pick it up and film the guy that's fishing in front of you?
No, in the tournament, I don't bring the camera out. But prior to, some of the guys love doing interviews right on the water right before we go out, because you're sitting there waiting for blast off. And so we get those, you know, the moments that the TV cameras don't get. We're right there. And, you know, my pro, if I'm sitting with my pro, sometimes he'll do a little interview. And then right after the tournament, you know, right after weigh-in is usually when I'll pick it up again. I try to really focus because, I mean, that's what I do. I fish full time and I want to do the best I can do. So the video comes right after that.
How fun. Yeah. You know, that is a part of the fishing industry that other people would never get. The city in the marina there with the guys, yeah, as you're floating in the morning, you know, and you got the lights on, you're ready to blast off, but you're just sitting there waiting for your number to be called, and all the guys are talking, you know, doc talk basically, or just kind of chatting around, and everybody's giving each other a little jibe here and there. But that's a fun part, and that's something, yeah, that the rest of the people out there never get a chance to see. That's excellent.
You know. Yeah, I really enjoy that, Stan. I know when times past that we've gone to the Oven at Mead, and you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you go there, and the sun's not even up, but here all the guys are in the water, and they're, maybe somebody forgot a bait, and they're saying, oh, my gosh, do you have another one of those baits? And sure enough, the guy passed it back and forth, and that's really great stuff. But what was really good, I thought, was the fact that, hey, when it's time to fish, put the camera down and concentration. I'm sure your pro really appreciates that too.
Yeah. I don't want to be filming during the tournament. Every cast counts, and you know, if you make that extra cast, that could be the cast that brings you in, you know, an 8-pounder that could be a $10,000 fish. Yeah. You know, I want to focus on fishing first, and then do the video. Which video to me, that's work. It's a lot of work. But that comes second, and the video just kind of goes right along with it. For instance, like that 10-minute video for the U.S. Open preview, that took 40 hours to edit.
Oh,
and
wow,
that's not talking all the interviews and then traveling to get certain video clips to be able to put it together. So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, too, but it is worth it. It gives a lot of us anglers, not just myself and our team, but it gives a lot of us exposure, and they're really taking off. It was a niche. It was definitely something that wasn't out there when I started doing it the way that I was doing it. So,
Tammy, I talked to Harvey Naslin, director of WON Bass, just this afternoon, and I was telling him that you were going to be on the show with us this evening. And he told me that promotional video that you did for the 2010 U.S. Open was absolutely one of the best promotional videos he's ever seen on anything. You're really to be commended on that, how you got all the guests, all the pros, all the past winners to talk about doing the U.S. Open and how that important that was to them. I've got to commend you on the work you did on that video. And for those of you that have not seen it, Tammy, tell us where people might be able to go to see that and other videos that you have.
Well, there's several links out there. So if you can't find it on one of these, look, and I'm sure you'll find it. But the website address is tcsportsreport.com. And remember, sports has an S on the end. A lot of people forget that, and then it doesn't go through. But you can find a link to my website, my personal website at tammycurtis.net. You can find a link on Chris Ritchie's website, Mike Folkstead, Andy Manal. I mean, a lot of these anglers on Cal Bassin, so ultimatebass.com. A lot of big websites have the links to them. So
that's tammycurtis.com.
My website is tammycurtis.net.
.net, okay.
Yeah, tammycurtis.com goes to a famous photographer, so.
Well, you are a famous photographer.
Well, no, I'm not the photographer. I'm the videographer.
Okay.
Well, she also, Stan, she also has some great instructional videos. She's just released a drop shot video with your good friend, Mike Falkstad, Mike has gone through some techniques that I don't think he's ever given up to anybody. And we know that he's done extremely well in the WN Pro-Am series on both Lake Mojave and Lake Havasu, and a lot of that was done on drop shot fishing. And I think it's worth the price of admission to spend a little time to listen on how Mike Falkstad drop shots. And Tammy's nailed it.
Well, I just did the filming and the editing. I think Mike definitely nailed it on that one. He spent a lot of time preparing for those videos, a lot of days and a lot of hours when we videotaped these. And I got to tell you, there were times that I expected he wasn't going to give up certain stuff. I mean, most people know that Chris Ritchie and myself, we fish a lot with Mike. And so we've learned a lot of these. We've been very fortunate and lucky to learn these techniques. But I stopped the camera during part of it because I didn't expect him to give up some of the stuff. And I said, are you sure you want to tell this? I'm serious. And he says, yes, turn that back on. He says, absolutely. He says, you know, I've fished this for so many years, and I've been doing this for 30 years. He says, yes, this is something, yes, I definitely want to tell everybody.
See, that's the
Mike's
beauty
a great
too.
Guy. Mike's a great guy, isn't he?
He is. And the one good thing about that, you know, you can give, I don't know how much, you can tell people over and over and over again how to, and you can even show them how to. They still have to take that information and put it into practice and make it work for them. That is the toughest step for them to do, even if you see it on there. But the cool part is to have that availability to go find that on the internet and then go put it into practice instead of going out and going blind and not, you know, you've got an idea what to do. You've got a way now to go to it, look at it, see what he's doing, and go then put the exact situation back into practice in your own way and be a better fisherman because of the information you've been able to collect because of your film. That's excellent stuff. You don't know how priceless that information is.
You know, Mike might not give this up to guys like me or John or somebody's competing with like you, Stan. He might not tell you all this stuff, it helps to have a pretty face, doesn't it?
I don't think it was because of my smile holding the camera. I think he definitely put a lot of thought into it, and you know, he had prepared for this and really wanted to make sure he got the right information out there, and we did several takes. And he's very serious when he, you know, tells his video. We were limited on time and as far as, you know, one video and how long it can be, and he wanted to make sure we got the exact information that needed to be in there and the reasons as to why he does what he does. That was, you know, the big key behind it. But
that's gold.
Now, when you go to TammyCurtis.net, not only do you get information about what Tammy Curtis is doing, and you get access to all these tremendous videos, but then you also run a blog, too, on there, too. And I was scrolling down there, and some of the information that is coming through on your blog is extremely good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. I have that blog that I keep, and it's not a daily blog. I know bloggers say you should blog every single day, but I blog after the tournaments and every once in a while in between the tournaments as far as what's going on in my life. I didn't realize how fascinated people are, and even people that don't fish, with what we, you know, as pro anglers do. To me, life seems so normal, but then you kind of think about, you know, everyone who goes to work every day behind a desk, and I guess it is a little bit different than what some other people do, and it can be fascinating. So it's really interesting, and it's nice to hear all the inspirational things come through from people and all the nice comments. And the blogger community is just really good friends. I've never met, like, tons of them, but they're just, everyone is so friendly and nice, and it would be nice to meet these people one of these days. So,
Tammy, we're going to have to break here for just a little bit, but can we ask you to stay over for just a little bit longer that you can mention some of the people that have helped you get to where you are today?
Sure, thanks.
You bet. We've been speaking with Tammy Curtis from TammyCurtis.net. She's pro bass angler. She's a videographer. She's a blogger. She's a fisher person, fisher lady of some renown, and we'll be talking to her after these breaks, Bill.
Yeah, well, you all, please stay tuned. You're listening to Best Fishing Resource on the Radio. That is Rod and Reel Radio.
H&M Lighting is the most diversified sport fishing company on the West Coast. Serving the angling community since 1935, H&M Lighting's name recognition and reputation for customer service is the best in the business. The H&M fleet provides the widest range of trip options and boasts the coast's largest open party fleet. For ocean fishing any time of the year, H&M Lighting should be your choice for nearshore and offshore fishing. H&M is San Diego's most experienced sport fishing company, offering the best in half-day, three-quarter-day, full, and multi-day trips, and a complete schedule of long-range adventures. Call today, H&M Lighting, 619-222-1144, or visit their website at www.hmlanding.com for updated schedules and secure online booking. H&M Lighting, the experienced angler's first choice in local and multi-day fishing since 1935. That's H&M Lighting at 619-222-1144 or
It's tuna time, and it's time to reserve your spot on one of the newest boats in the fleet. The 70-foot Sea Adventure 2 is the open party boat at H&M Landing in San Diego and has a roomy, comfortable galley that seats up to 24 passengers with all the comforts of home, including two big satellite flat-screen TVs, soda fountain, ice maker, and satellite phone. The huge new bait tank and slammer ensure plenty of bait for everyone, and 2 4-ton refrigerated fish holds, both RSW and blast-free, have plenty of room to keep your catch as fresh is the minute you caught it. Reserve your spot on the Sea Adventure 2 online at hmlanding.com or call H&M Landing at 619-222-1144.
Book your next fishing trip on the Dolphin 2. The Dolphin 2 offers local 1/2-day trips up to 2.5-day trips to the waters off Baja. The Dolphin 2 runs out of Mission Bay Sport Fishing, conveniently located next to the Hyatt Hotel on Mission Bay. With free garage parking, there is no hassle dropping off your gear and trying to find a parking spot. The Dolphin 2 is owned and operated by Captain Greg Meiser. Captain Greg brings knowledge and experience on the water up and down the coast. His unsurpassed work ethic and desire to succeed ensures a memorable trip. His professional and friendly crew is there to assist everyone from the beginner to the most experienced angler. To book your trip on the Dolphin 2, go to dolphin2charters.com or give them a call right now at 619-971-5941.
Hi, I'm Hopalong John Cassidy. Since 1994, I've put 315,000 miles on my Elkhorn Ford. Thanks to the Elkhorn Ford Service Department, I'm still rolling. For price, service, and selection, nobody beats Elkhorn Ford.
Hey, welcome back, Roger Radio. Hey, don't forget to salute our military men and women, both past and present, and go to the website, rodneyradio.com, and get the address where you can send a little package off to them, and cookies, pens, pencils, all the little stuff that you take for granted.
You know, we had Cliff Perch on the radio last week, and after the show, I called Cliff up to thank him very much for being on the show with us. He said, John, he says, that segment of sending boxes over to Afghanistan is the real deal. He says, right after Bill gave that address, I took it down. I went and got a box together and sent it on over. And Cliff
cool
was sponsored by the National Guard, so he That's thought great. It was a yeah. real good project.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah, you know, there's a guy that's going to be fishing with you, Stan, on your trip coming up. He's taking his dad fishing.
Yeah, Jake.
It's Jake. I don't know if he's talked to you or not, but he knows Captain Carr. They're on the same unit out of Hawaii, and it may just be that when Carr gets rotated, we may be sending stuff to Jake Aird. I'm not sure.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll keep it going no matter what, because I have had a lot of comment and guys telling me the reaction that the guys get when they get the package from home, and it's better than sending money, let me tell you.
You know, hey, Bill, why don't we get back to our guest real quick?
Sure.
I have the utmost admiration for this lady, Tammy Curtis. She is out there. She is a pro bass angler. She is out there. She's doing videos, instructional and informational videos on bass fishing for all the circuits around the Southwest over here. She has a blog going where she shares information. I mean, she is just getting involved in bass fishing to an extent that is really admirable. And and she's finding a market that I think there was no one really getting into. So, Tammy, I really have to thank you for what you're doing, because it's a great source of information for guys like us that, you know, we can only go fishing occasionally. We've got our everyday jobs that we want to go to, but yet we can come back and go to your site, go to your blog, and see one of your new videos and really get informed on what's happening.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Now, you know, you can't be doing this by yourself. What I need to ask you is, you must have some great sponsors helping you. Who are some of the people that have helped get you to this point in time?
Well, I got to tell you, it's not just the sponsors. Since I did that that video with the U.S. Open, there have been other businesses that have approached me to do promotional videos and to pay me for it. So that's helped there. That's going to help out quite
very
a bit.
Nice.
Angler West TV, they've been giving me some jobs to help out where I've been filming for them, and I'll be doing some editing possibly coming up.
Is that Justin?
Justin Wolf, yes.
Yep.
Yes, and so all these people are contributing. My family, they gave me a place to stay when I couldn't pay my rent between tournaments, and Chris Ritchie and Mike Folk said they also helped me put food on the table at times, and they've helped mentor me to get me where I'm at today. Without them specifically, there's no way I'd be where I'm at. And then my main sponsor, who really takes care of me and keeps and has definitely kept me fishing this year, is Tackle It Story in Clear Lake. Daiwa has helped out substantially, and Maverick Worms and Plano, all these guys. It's nice to have the support, and I want to do everything I can to help them in addition. So.
Good now, when you. I called you to set up this interview for the show, Tammy, you were telling me that also you are helping fishermen set up their websites for their own promotion. So not only are you doing this for fishermen, but you're doing this for people outside the industry.
Yes.
How does someone get a hold
barely,
of you to do this?
You know what? Most any fisherman knows how to get in touch with me. They know somebody who can contact me. I don't normally put my contact information. It's flooded, but... If they go to my website, they can leave a comment, just let me know, and then I'll be able to get in touch with them. If they can ask any angler as well. There's many ways they can get in touch with me, through Calbasin.
Is there a contact page on your website?
No.
Like an email?
I actually took that off. It ended up getting quite flooded, and I just didn't have the time to respond to everything, so...
You know,
if anybody just leaves a comment, it won't automatically post. I get to see that beforehand. So if it's something you didn't want posted, just let me know, and I'll get the information off of that and then delete it. So
that's how I initially got a hold of Tammy. That's the best way to get a hold of her. When I asked her to come on the radio show, it wasn't 3 or 4 minutes before she was on the phone getting back to me. And I think it's not only because of the radio show. You ask Tammy any questions or to comment on anything, and she'll get back to you and she'll answer the question.
That's on the blog, on the page?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right. Now, here's a secret. Stan and Bill, I got to share with you. Right. Tammy wants to make us famous, too.
Uh-oh.
And she says
absolutely.
The next time that we have an opportunity to get together and put a show together and interview some people, she wants to do a video on Rod and Reel Radio and spread it around the world for us.
Well, you know what, Tammy?
You guys are already famous, but I just think it would be so fascinating to see you guys do what you do. Your video, like me videoing you guys as you're interviewing one of these well-known anglers, and kind of see how this works. I know it was fascinating to me when I've seen stuff like that on video and on TV before, and I'm sure it will be to others.
Well, there's a reason we do radio, you know.
You don't want to be seen.
Well, we're not all handsome and dashing like Stan. But
we can take pictures in Photoshop.
Well, Photoshop.
Yeah, what's airbrushing for?
I'll dim the
you can paste John Wayne's head right on my body or something.
Hey, we're speaking with Tammy Curtis from TammyKermitis.net, and she's been kind enough to spend some of her Sunday evening with you. Tammy, I appreciate it. I know if we'll get a chance to cross paths before September. I understand you plan to go to the WN Bass Prime at Lake Mead coming up September 11th and 12th. And maybe, hopefully, if Bill's feeling good, we'll get Stan up there and we'll do the show, and we'll interview some of those big pros, and we'll get a chance to get a program together.
That would be great. I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks a lot for being with us. Much success, and I look forward to speaking to you again real soon.
Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank
we'll
you,
see
Tammy.
You soon. Okay, thanks, guys. All right, bye-bye.
Boy, what a breath of fresh air that was.
How fun.